Hey, Power Achievers, I just want to remind you guys to sign up for our Power Up Today newsletter. It is filled with great goal achievement strategies and other information that will keep you inspired and will help you develop the best plans for your life and for your business. Go to designingyourlifetoday.com and right there in the menu section, just click on Power Up Today and you can find out everything our newsletter has to offer. You can also see some sample copies. Listen, I also want to let you know we've got a great deal for you. Our sponsor for this week is 1&1. They are a great internet service, a great website service. I have used them before. They are awesome. And we've connected with them to bring you a very special deal. You can now get domain names and a website starting at 99 cents. Now, this is for a limited time, and this is through Designing Your Life Today. All you have to do to get more information is go to designingyourlifetoday.com/savings and sources. That's designingyourlifetoday.com/savings and sources. Okay, let's get on with our show.
Enjoy listening to Designing Your Life Today, featuring Pat Counsell, the show that inspires you to live from a position of power and win by increasing your wealth, improving your health, and by building fruitful relationships. It's all about doing life with power.
Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is Thriving Thursday, and I am Pat Counsell, your favorite goal achievement strategist. Hey, Power Achievers, what's up? Listen, today we got a great topic. We're going to talk about how your purpose combats fear. All month long, we are dealing with the issue of fear. And so the more you learn about fear, the more you can take control of it. You can actually kind of bounce it around and make it work for your life and not against your life. And what I mean by make it work for your life is you can crush it and get rid of it at will. Okay, so today we're going to find out what's the big deal about our purpose and how can we use it to combat fear. The truth of the matter is, when you think about your purpose, it is something that excites you, something that you really visualize in your mind. You see it happening. You want it to happen. And so when you're truly passionate about something, you actually forget to focus on fear. And so the one thing that you can become super charged up about or super passionate about is actually your purpose. And so when you can tap into your amazing purpose, now you are taking your energy to a whole nother level. So today I am going to give you 5 reasons as to how your purpose can really help you to combat fear. It is important that we carry our purpose out. Whatever your reason is for being here, you want to make sure that nothing stops you from crossing that finish line. Put it into action, move forward, and start to make things happen. And you can't do that if you are fearful. I mean, the thing about being afraid is it's like a deer looking into the headlights of an oncoming car. They just freeze. They don't move. And that's what fear does to us. It causes us to stifle, to stop, and just stare and try and figure out which way to go. It's almost like we are momentarily paralyzed. Only thing is that when you allow fear to persist, you will be paralyzed momentarily, but then once you come out of that kind of paralysis moment, now you're going to go into the procrastination, you're going to go into worrying, you're going to go into anxiety, you're going to go into excuse mode, and eventually you will talk yourself out of your dream. This doesn't excite anyone. This doesn't make anybody feel more powerful. You are at that point in time not doing life with power. So let's find out, how do we use our purpose to really combat our fear? As I said, the one thing that can when the one thing that you can become charged up and passionate about is truly your purpose. And, you know, once you're connected to your purpose, the only way fear will take over is if you continue to deny your purpose. But when you start to accept your purpose and embrace your purpose and say, this is why I'm here, this is what I'm meant to do, this is what I'm going to do, and I am super excited about embarking on that journey. So once you really step out and decide that you're going to do that, then some amazing things will begin to happen in your life. One of which is that even your fear will start to dissolve to the point where it becomes smaller than you, or smaller than the picture in your mind of what you thought fear was, to the point where you can mentally crush it, stamp it, get rid of it. That's what it's all about. Is there a business or something that you've been wanting to start that actually connects you to your purpose and that will really ignite you? When you think about something that you really want to do in your life, what truly excites you? What makes you wish for things, wish that it was done? What is the end that you see in your mind when you think about your purpose or carrying out this amazing, let's say, passion that you have? What is it that you see? I'm going to suggest that you write it down. The funny thing about writing things down is it kind of brings out what's in our mind, number one. Number two, it reveals things to us that we are really perhaps unwilling to acknowledge out loud verbally. And so at some point, one of the things that will happen is that when you go back and read it, especially if you read it out loud, now you're confessing what you really want to do. And that is going to kind of turn something on inside you. That's going to ignite that fire inside you that will make you want to step up and step out and go for your dreams and really carry out your purpose. So what is it that really ignites you? What is that business that connects you to your purpose? Do you know what it is? What have you been saying? Oh, I wish I've had this kind of business. Listen, this is what Thriving Thursdays is all about. If you're an entrepreneur who's already in business, you got a small business or a home-based business, you know, our goal on Thriving Thursdays is to really help you, first of all, deal with the most important thing in your business, or the most important component when it comes to being a success in your business, and that would be you and those four power cores, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So we want to deal with that first, and fear becomes a part of that because it attaches itself to all of the above. And when people become afraid, it affects them physically, mentally, emotionally, and it makes them spiritually weak. So you want to really start to write some things down, which, by the way, that's what journaling is really all about. It empowers you and it causes you to get into your own head so you can really see what excites you and what you really want to do. You know, many times it's fear that's preventing us or stops us from moving forward with the dreams that we have, with the thing that we say we're most passionate about, with the things that we say we wish we could get done. So a lot of times it is, in fact, just simple fear. Now, if you put things in its proper perspective, then you could actually use your purpose to combat your fear and to boost your courage. And it will take all of the energy out of fear. I promise you, this does, in fact, work. But before I get into the five reasons as to how your purpose can combat fear, I just want to remind you guys that, or let you guys know that if you are saying, yes, you know what, I really would love to start a business, and I have not really stepped out there to do that, and I've been talking about starting this business and I'm just not getting it done, but I know it's because I'm afraid, I'm apprehensive about getting out there. Well, I want you to read my blog at designyourlifetoday.com/designalifestyle. It's called Getting Over the Fear of Starting a Business. And I give you some very good strategies for overcoming that fear. I recommend some amazing books. These are books that I read that helped me to really get my courage up to step out there and do what it is I wanted to do. And I have some other things that I recommend for you on that page. So just go to designyourlifetoday.com design/designalifestyle. That's my Design a Lifestyle blog. And of course, if all else fails, you can go to resources and you'll see the drop down box and you'll see Design a Lifestyle blog. You'll find some very good information that's going to be coming into that blog periodically that will help you to do life with power, to help you to design that lifestyle that you want and to have the courage to build that lifestyle and make it a reality. So check out that blog, Getting Over the Fear of Starting a Business. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the five reasons as to how your purpose can combat fear. Now, I've said it a few times since I've started doing this podcast today. I've mentioned it a few times, and I mentioned excitement several times. The thing about stepping into your purpose and just saying, you know what, I'm just going to go for it. Whether you've actually taken any physical action or not, you really want to kind of step into or acknowledge that, listen, I think I'm going to go for it. Somehow that empowers you. You get excited and excitement replaces fear. So that's really what that's about. Okay, so the first reason is that you're going to get excited and your excitement, it is going to actually override your fear. So a lot of times when we want to make a change or we want to get rid of something, then the truth of the matter is we spend time trying to overcome things, and that seems to be an uphill battle. Well, sometimes it's a lot easier to simply replace it. So you get excited and excitement replaces fear. The second one is you have a reason for putting your attention on achieving and accomplishing a series of goals with excellence, because of a true passion gives you a strong why. See, once you decide that this is my purpose, this is what I'm going to go for, now all of a sudden you have a purpose and a reason for being and a reason for stepping out, and you feel really good about your life, and that ignites your passion. And so once your passion gets ignited, then that true passion is going to give you a very strong why, because this is what keeps you going. And even if fear tries to raise its ugly head, then your strong why is what is going to keep you in the game. It's going to help you to constantly subdue that fear whenever it tries to raise its ugly head. And here's the thing, if you subdue fear enough, then at some point it becomes a non-issue for you when it comes to you carrying out your purpose. Okay, all of a sudden your confidence goes way up, your courage goes to a whole nother level, and you are willing to step up and step out and go for new things and bigger things that are all attached to you accomplishing this amazing purpose. Now, if you say, well, I don't have a strong why, or what is a strong why? Well, here's the thing. Think about legacy. What do you want to leave behind when you leave this earth? What do you want people to say about you when you leave this earth? Think about that. And that may not be a strong why for you, but I can tell you, it's a start. When you start to think about your legacy, and it doesn't matter if you're 19 or 900, you still want to think about your legacy. If you're still living, then think about the legacy. What do you want to leave? And you will find inspiration in that. And from that inspiration, you will be able to pull out a very strong why. Number three, your purpose helps you squash that negative internal dialogue. You know, a lot of us have that negative internal dialogue that goes on unless we deal with it. And the negative internal dialogue is something that was put in you either by usually by an adult, you know, your parents or your guardian or a teacher, an authority figure of some kind, and who put a kind of a label on you or said mean things to you or ignored you or made you feel insignificant somehow. And now you could get a negative internal dialogue going as a result of being picked at a lot in school and these kinds of things. But that's not the issue. The thing is that when you focus on your purpose, all of a sudden your negative internal dialogue gets squashed. See, negative dialogue stimulates fear. And this is why when you have a purpose, it doesn't matter what someone says about you. It doesn't matter what people have said about you in the past. It doesn't matter what people think about you. It doesn't matter at that point. All you know is that you are focused on carrying out your God-given purpose. When you can focus on carrying out your God-given purpose, that overrides anything that any human being can put into you. And that's the key, because usually the negative internal dialogue, it talks you out of being your highest and best. And see, the more we talk ourselves out of being our best, the more we talk ourselves out of being authentic, the more we listen to everyone else, all the voices outside, and those silly little negative voices inside, the more we do that, the weaker we become. And as we become weaker, then fear can take over. Fear takes over quite easily. So your purpose will help you squash that negative internal dialogue. So at this point, I hope you can have a whole different perspective as to why it's so important for each of us to understand our purpose and why we're here, and really make a decision as to what we're going to do with all of that. And to really make a good decision that, listen, you know what, I'm going to use my purpose no matter what. You know, this is Thursday. And so on Thursdays, we do a millionaire's moment. And so on a millionaire's moment today, you're going to find out someone who could have been afraid. And when we talk about our millionaire, who's actually, strangely enough, became a billionaire, I should probably call this a billionaire's moment, huh? Well, there's more millionaires and multimillionaires and billionaires. But you're going to find out how that person, once they discovered their purpose, they didn't allow anyone or anything to stop them, because this person really was criticized quite a bit. So the thing is that but that person discovered their purpose, and so they charged and forged ahead. Whether what they were doing was right or wrong, people have different opinions about it. The reality of it is that they kept going forward, and they squashed the negative internal dialogue, and they squashed the negative external dialogue and chatter that were coming from other people. Here's the fourth one. Your purpose can compel you to overcome the fear of failure. There are times that we don't want to get started. We know our purpose, and we don't want to activate that purpose within us. We don't want to activate it, because if we do, then we think that, wait a minute, what if I start doing this and I don't make it, you know, and I fail? So we start to focus on the fear of failure. But when you can really activate your purpose and make a commitment to yourself that you're going to go for it, and you can truly become passionate about that purpose, you know what happens? It is going to actually overcome the fear of failure. Because what's going to happen is you're not going to care about what other people will say about you if you fail in your endeavor. You know, I've embarked on things and I've failed at them, and you know, people have said things about me, because when you're accustomed to winning and people see you kind of in the winner's circle, when you start to fail, well, they make fun of you once, because now you're not in the winner's circle anymore. But you know what puts you back in the winner's circle? Ignoring all of that external chatter and not allowing it to become negative internal chatter, and staying the course and staying on purpose. And see, once I got into my purpose, my true purpose, and I stayed the course, all of a sudden the chatter changed, the external dialogue. So the point is, and that's neither here nor there, because you know what? It didn't matter to me. I was so focused on my purpose until I didn't allow the fear of failure, the fact that I had failed, the fact that I could have possibly failed again, I didn't allow that to stop me. And so I want to encourage you not to let anything stop you. If you want to thrive in life, you really have to step into being your best, being who it was intended for you to be. I mean, that's just all there is to it, and no one can do that for you. And here's the fifth one. Your purpose, it could inspire you to make the changes necessary for achievement. Instead of fearing change and committing to staying the same, your purpose can actually make you want to stretch, make you want to grow. Because here's the thing, whatever level you're on today, if it's not a level that you want to be on, if you don't have what you want, in your life, if you're not excited about your life today, if you're on a job that you absolutely hate, if you're doing things that really you would rather not be doing for yourself or anyone else for that matter, then the truth of the matter is focusing on your purpose could inspire you to make the changes necessary for achievement. And here's the thing about that. When you, you know, go get on that road and say, you know what, this is my purpose. And I want to say this, first of all, sometimes I've met people who think that because they have this purpose and this is what I'm supposed to do, for whatever reason, sometimes these people thought that it was supposed to be easy, that there was no training required, there was no effort that they need to put into it, there was no kind of win-lose. In other words, when you are, just because you operate in your purpose, don't think that you're not going to fall down a few times. Don't think that you're not going to lose. And that's kind of lose on a small scale. Sometimes people lose on a big scale, but that doesn't mean that they need to give up. And so I wanted to just kind of make sure I point that out. But the point that I'm making to you guys is that if you are going to really kind of squash fear, crush fear, get rid of fear, subdue fear, you know, just really take control of that whole fear thing, then the thing is that you will have to make that commitment that, you know what, no matter what, I'm going for it. This is my purpose. I'm excited. I get excited every time I think about it, every time I see where it can go, even when I'm wishing and hoping, and I have this, my imagination is showing me that, wow, if I could only get to the end of this point or get to that, cross that finish line, all the great things are waiting for me on the other side. But then there's that huge barrier called fear. Well, see, that's the beautiful thing about your purpose. Your purpose will help you dissolve your fear. The more you put your focus on the purpose, on your purpose, the more you are focused on being who you were intended to be and being that authentic person and not letting anyone talk you out of that, the more you're going to thrive in life, the more you're going to grow. And sometimes those growing pains really hurt because they require that you bring out parts of you that you've never brought out before. Perhaps more discipline, and perhaps you have to learn some new things. So, but whatever the case is, the beautiful part is that once you've gotten beyond it and once you've done it, it is super exciting, I can tell you that. So those are the five reasons as to how your purpose can combat fear. Now, before we take a break and go to commercial and come back with the millionaire's moment, and we learned some really great success tips from today's, well, billionaire, then I want to remind you guys that to go and read the blog, Getting Over the Fear of Starting a Business. It's at designeryourlifetoday.com/designerlifestyle. And it's the Design a Lifestyle blog. And periodically, you will see some really great blogs that you can read. And of course, we're open to guest bloggers in that case because we want people to share their highest and best with others. So if you want to be a guest blogger, I'm open to it, as long as the content is going to help our listeners. So you want to check out our blog, and we have some other great things that are just available for you on our website. You'll see the links there that are on our page at blog.designeryourlifetoday.com. As you listen to the show, you'll see it in the comment section. So be sure you check out all those links and click on the links here and there. For those of you who have that fear of starting a business, I'm providing you with some tools that will make it a little easier for you. So check it all out, you guys. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we are going to find out about our millionaire or billionaire for today. You're going to get some really awesome success tips that kind of reinforces ways that you can combat fear. We'll be back in a moment. Have you ever wanted to start your own business, but you didn't have the money? Well, go to our website at designeryourlifetoday.com/savings and sources and click on the Lending Club. You can get anywhere from $15,000 to $300,000 with low fixed rates within a few days. As a matter of fact, going through our website will get you an answer almost instantly. So in some cases, you can get your answer the exact same day just for visiting designingyourlifetoday.com/savings and sources and click on the Lending Club. They will recognize that it's coming from our website and you will get the special attention that you deserve. Hey, let's get back to designing your life today. But check out the Lending Club. Once again, designingyourlifetoday.com/savings and sources and find out if you can get anywhere from $15,000 to $300,000. Get the special attention that you deserve. And yes, you're going to encounter some really nice people that want to work. Welcome back, Power Achievers. This is a millionaire's moment. Well, today, this is more of a billionaire's moment because our billionaire for today is J.K. Rowling. Now, there's a lot of controversy, or has been a lot of controversy about the Harry Potter books that J.K. Rowling has written. However, achievement is achievement. And so today, I'm going to share with you some of J.K. Rowling's success tips, and they are on point. And so there is no taking away from her that she has in fact accomplished a great deal when it comes to running her business. J.K. Rowling is the best-selling author of the Harry Potter book series, and these are her success tips. She says success is doing what you're passionate about. Now, here's the thing about doing what you're passionate about, or understanding that this is what success is about. Have you guys noticed, if you haven't listened to some of the previous millionaire moments, then you will notice that this is a consistent comment from almost every one of the billionaires, multimillionaires, and millionaires that I have shared tips from. And these success tips comes directly from these millionaires, billionaires, and multimillionaires. So this is what they believe in. So she says success is doing what you're passionate about. And she believes that she is extremely fortunate, an extremely fortunate person. And she's doing what she loves best more than anything else in the world. And she says, I'm sure that I will always be a writer. Here's another one. She says, success is bringing about enthusiasm in others. Rowling has said that her greatest reward is the enthusiasm of her readers. So you have to look at the purpose behind why she's doing something. And remember when I talked about the why and in the show earlier, and as I shared about the fact that your true passion will give you that strong why. Well, she gives you her strong why. And so when you can bring about enthusiasm in others, then you know that you are really operating within your purpose. Now, if you say, well, I'm a doctor and I operate on people who get sick or have some kind of illness, you know, how am I bringing enthusiasm? Well, if that's your calling and you are one of the best in the business, I can assure you that people, you're giving people hope. And I find that if you can connect hope or get hope in people who feel like they've lost all hope, hey, that is like the gateway to enthusiasm. So either way you slice it, it is about bringing about enthusiasm in others. She also says that success is believing in yourself. Now, in the U.S., there are nearly 80 million plus Harry Potter books in print. And each title has been on the New York Times, USA Today, and Wall Street Journal's bestseller lists. And the truth of the matter is several publishers turned down her finished manuscript before one took interest, each offering reasons as to why her book would never, ever do well. So you really have to believe in yourself. Sometimes we look to other people to validate us, and we need that cheerleading section, and we need validation sometimes. But there's a time where you're not going to get that validation, and there's no one that will cheer you on. Well, you've got to look in the mirror, and you have got to Believe in yourself and inspire yourself. Success is having faith. And this kind of connects to her remembering that the publishers kept turning down the Harry Potter book, and mainly they turned it down because they said it was too long. But she had enough faith in her creation to persist until it was published. And of course, you guys know the rest of the story about the Harry Potter's book. Now, success is also dealing with criticism. The Harry Potter series, which Christian groups have attacked because of its themes of witchcraft and wizardry, was removed from a public school in Bridgeport Township, Michigan. So, and I remember hearing a lot of preachers attack the book. And the truth of the matter is, as a Christian, am I a fan of witchcraft and all of that? No. Does magic and all of that, the little fantasy shows that Disney put out, are they fun for me to watch? Yeah, I'd be honest with you. Yes, they are. However, I am not here to judge what she's put out one way or the other. I'm looking at the fact that she followed a certain path. She followed a certain set of success rules, which aligned with universal principles. And as a result, she became a success. You see, the Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust. And I'm not saying she's unjust, because that's not my call. But what I'm saying is that if you follow the rules of universal principles that are outlined in universal principles, then you're going to get the outcome that comes with that. And she got the outcome that came with that. And so who am I to kind of, you know, rain on that parade? One thing about human beings is sometimes we have a tendency, and I don't want to get too far off into this, but we have a tendency to judge everything and bash everybody, and it turns into a kind of criticism. And instead of understanding that, you know, hey, God's got the final say so, and you send that person love and you press on. So, final success tip from J.K. Rowling is success is patience. It was 1 year from the time that she finished her first book to the time a publisher actually bought it. So that is something that you want to keep in mind, that when you step out and you start a business, if things don't happen right away, if things don't $1 million doesn't fall into your lap in 3 days, know that your timing is your timing. And if you are honestly doing the work, if you are honestly aligning yourself with the success that comes with what you're working on, and we're talking about aligning your energy, and that means understanding which universal principles you need to operate under, and you need to activate, you know, within you. And because the truth of the matter is, you know, whatever, people always ask God to do things for them, but God does things through us. So if you decide that you're going to activate that part of you, then oh yeah, you are going to get the best outcome. And so I want to end this millionaire's moment with a quote from J.K. Rowling. And she said, "I was very low and I had to achieve something. Without the challenge, I would have gone stark raving mad." So do you see how when you're low and you align with your purpose, how things can really turn around for you? And this kind of supports the idea of how your purpose can combat fear. Hey, listen, you guys, I want to remind you once again to check out my blog, Getting Over the Fear of Starting a Business. Don't let anything stop you from bringing your best forward. So go check it out. It's at designeryourlifetoday.com/designalifestyle. And or you could just click on the link if you're listening to this at blog.designeryourlifetoday. I've got all the links right there for you. So you could just click and it'll take you right to the blog. It's a short read, but I can assure you it's powerful. The strategies are easy to follow. They're going to inspire you and they're going to help you crush your fear. That's all I have for you guys. I want you to enjoy this Thriving Thursday and remember to do life with power. Stay tuned for the highlights for this week. If you like the goal achievement strategies that we've been sharing with you on Designing Your Life Today, please take a moment to review our show on iTunes or Stitcher. Also, check out our website, designingyourlifetoday.com, and visit our savings and sources pages, and you can get lots of great information where you can find out how to take free courses, and you can get discounts on some of my favorite products that will help you to do life with power. Download free ebooks while you're on our website by going to designingyourlifetoday.com/resources. And hey, I want to ask you guys to share our show with a friend and invite them to listen in. You can download our show. You can post it on your Facebook page. You can send it out in an email, and it's all absolutely free. Connect with me on social media, and I would love to hang out with you guys on social media. You can find me on Facebook at Designing Your Life Today. And also, you can find me under my name, Pat Council, on Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram. You guys, let's connect. Let's make something great happen. And you know what to do. Do life with power.